Welcome to Manic Monday. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Okay, so we have to admit something. We're recording this super, super early, and everyone sounds super, super tired, so we're super, super sorry if that's the super, super case.
Yeah.
Super, super sorry.
Super. We're in a time crunch this week, so or maybe we just sound like this every time we record. Maybe this is nothing new to anyone who's listening.
Right.
They're like, oh no, this is always what Monday and Tuesday sound like.
Yeah. Monday's super groggy. we get more awake throughout the week.
Yeah, right. So, but I did want to start things off by just making a huge announcement that everyone probably has been waiting on. And so that's, as you guys know, I've backed the Ghostbusters Plasma Series Spengler's Proton Pack on Hasbro Labs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I mean, I've only talked about it 14 times since I've done it. I do want to make an announcement. It's been funded, and we've just reached the first stretch goal, which is pretty dope. So the target for initial production was 7,000. Stretch goal number one was 9,000. And so the stretch goal is that it'll now come with the accessory, the tubing to connect the wand to the backpack to the wand, which the wand is sold separately, which I happen to have. So remember the wand I bought last year, and who knew that? Who knew? You don't remember? Okay, hold on. Let me grab it.
Sure, yeah.
Go get it.
Hold on. It's right here.
I mean, I shouldn't be surprised, Jeremy fucking Richmond over here. But anyway.
Whoa.
Okay.
Grumble.
So.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, and then there's a way that you have to turn it on or else it doesn't turn on. Let me see if I can get it going. Hold on.
Isn't that always, man?
Oh, I see lights.
And then, hold on. I know this is a...
Did it make noise?
Yeah, is it, you can't hear it?
Not really.
A little bit. Your like, compressor turns it off.
Yeah.
Well... In a non-video format, I'm sure people love what they're seeing. So, but yeah, so this right here will get connected and to the pack, and it's got a little attachment at the base right here, and so they had this in mind whenever they were building it. Mm-hmm. So, I am super super excited because I've always wanted to.
Excuse me.
I've always wanted to do a cosplay of Ghostbusters. Like, it's always been kind of, once I went to cons and stuff, I was like, this is fucking it. Like, this is where I want to be. But usually these packs cost well north of $1,000 or more. And that's too Richmond for my Richmond. And, and even this Richmond can't afford that. So this pack came out, they priced it at $400. It's a 1-1 replica, and it's absolutely fantastic looking. And so I jumped at the chance. I was like, there's no fucking way I'm losing out on this. And now I get to do it. Like, I ever since I did the Thor cosplay, I've wanted to do something else. Cause I was like, man, I get it now. I get why people do this. And I think the Ghostbusters one with my size and frame is a natural fit because I can play the Dan Aykroyd character. Mm-hmm. Ghostbusters are pretty inclusive. You can be any size and be a Ghostbuster. That's what those films taught me.
you could join all those Ghostbusters cosplay groups now that we always see at the Comic Cons that are like handing out cards. They're like, we're official. You can now be that guy. You can fucking show up and be like, hey, union carrying or card carrying union member.
Kev, what do you think? I'm a fucking nerd?
Yes. Think?
Say it.
No. We know.
Yeah, I like that. What do you think? I'm a nerd. As you can see, everything in his background.
Yeah.
Captain America shield. See,
that's what I like about my background is dark. You can't see what's behind me. You think I'm a nerd?
Yeah.
You can't tell.
We all know.
Hey, ignore that purple like light back there. No, I ain't no nerd.
You think I'm a nerd? See that? It's just a fucking mess. I'm a slob, not a nerd.
Ignore my Mandalorian shirt. I ain't no fucking nerd. Mm-hmm.
Ignore everything about me. When you meet me, you see just a manly man.
That's right.
Oh.
So, hey Kev, you got to I just want to let you know that on I don't know if Doug hears it, but you're crackling. Your mic is crackling.
Crackling.
So, yeah, it's something going on. Maybe you can mute and then disconnect it and reconnect it, but there is there's definitely like a snap crackle pop effect happening. Okay, he's going to go do that while Doug and I move on to more important things. Anyhoozles, that's what's kind of going on with my Monday, and I think I just lost the connector. Oh, I found it. There it is. Okay, I'll have to pick that up later. What's going on with you guys?
Oh, you know, nothing. I'm off this week. I took this week off of work. I'm very excited.
What do you got plans?
I'm gonna like rearrange my office this week.
Wait a minute. Like again?
Not necessarily. Like it won't look too different, I guess, from like the camera's point of view.
Yeah.
I bought another part to make my desk an L-shaped desk. Yeah. So I've got a desk over here and I've got the legs like literally sitting right here.
You're gonna do it on the other on the side of the
I'm gonna do it on this right? over here, which is because I've got a bookshelf right here. And then I have a shelf with like my PlayStation and Xbox and stuff, so I gotta figure out where the fuck I'm gonna move that. But yeah, I'm gonna go this way. So we have a desk here. This is Katie's desk. And I'm probably gonna move that behind me. Back there where there's nothing currently, except the guitars are back there. And then I gotta move the bookshelves around. And I don't know. My layout may change a little bit because like right now my tablet or whatever you wanna call it, the drawing pad, is here, so if I'm ever like drawing and stuff, like it gets really cramped in this space.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna try and move that on like this side of the desk over here, and then yeah, move my computer so it's not, because right now it's sitting like I don't know, pointed at me instead of like at its side.
Yeah,
so you can't see the LED lights and shit inside of it. So get that all changed out and give myself even more desk space, even though I'm on like a 7-foot desk right now anyways, so there's a fuck ton of room down here. But yeah,
that's dope.
I don't know, so I'm just trying to get things moved around so I have more space. And
does Katie use her desk much?
Nope, that's just a catch-all.
Another question for you: are you planning on putting a fold-out couch back in?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame.
We don't have room for it anymore.
Just put it in for the next owner, you know, just really just
do yeah, and then this and then, when we move out, we'll just leave it behind.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fun? Oh, like I wish that I could do that. I remember you telling me that and I was like, that's a thing. I was like, you can just leave shit for the, like, I didn't have to clean this house.
We knew we were getting it when, so we met them. I don't know. It was, the whole thing was weird because like they had built the house and they were moving to Germany because that is where they were originally from. And like the husband had worked at like Lockheed Martin, and his wife, she was sick. She got like cancer, and I guess it must have been like they must have known like, I don't know, maybe end of life or something. Like, she wanted to be closer to her family back home. And also, let's be real, if you're a German citizen, you can go back to Germany and you could get better medical care there than what you'd have to pay here in America.
True.
So they were moving, so they were getting rid of like everything because they're like, we can't take half this shit with us to pay to have it shipped back over. So they wanted to make sure that like they were having a hard time like selling the house because it was their house, right? You know, they built it, they raised their kids here, like, and they were leaving. So they wanted to meet with us when they found out that we were having kids and stuff. So we met them. We came over like one Saturday morning and had like coffee with them.
That's very strange because you're always told not to meet the owners.
Yeah. But they wanted, you know, because they heard we were a young family and stuff. And so, yeah, we came over and they had a whole bunch of furniture and they were really like, did you want any of this? Like, cause like we're either going to sell it or we're going to put it on the curb, you know, just for people to come take if we can't sell it. And so Katie and I went through and we picked up we have a handful of things around the house that were theirs that were just like, hey, okay, yeah, we'll take that. And so that couch was one of them. It was like, yeah. And I had that computer desk for a while over in the corner where my editing station is for Saga. Like I had a desk over there for a while that was theirs that they left here. So
they left Pilot. That's how they got Pilot.
That's how we got most of our dog. Kids. They left their kids.
But no, it was a really unique situation. Well, yeah, because like, you know, even their real estate agent person was like, so weird request. They want to meet you guys because they heard that you're having kids and like this is like their family, and they explained it all, you know. And then we met with them and we had coffee with them, and I remember
because you being an anti kind of social person, was that very strange? Was that like a hard thing to do, or were you able to be kind of professional and like kind of?
I'm antisocial, but not like that. That's not how my like anti-social behaviors manifest themselves. It's not like I don't want to go. Like I don't want to go hang out with my family this week.
Trying to find a way to get out of it.
But like, you know, yeah, because like I don't want to like go see like my extended family and stuff. Like that's too many people. Oh no, thank you. It's gonna be like 30 people at my parents' house. Fuck that. Fuck that. But if it was like just my parents and like my sister and her husband or whatever, like, okay, that's fine, whatever. Like it's whatever. So it's kinda like that, where it's like, oh, we wanna buy this house, they wanna meet us before they sell us the house. Like, oh, okay, it's two people, like whatever.
Yeah, that's fair. I didn't know if it extended to your just like Fuck.
No, it was fine. And we had coffee, and like she had made like these like German pastry things. Like she had a recipe for that were really good. And then, the guy was like, "Let's go to the backyard."
Oh,
this and is have where some, he and have you. Some drinks. And he literally went to the freezer, pulled out a bottle of like vodka or something. It's not like he was Russian, but and like these frozen like shot glasses, and he was like, "Let's toast to the selling of this house." And I was like, "Okay." It was like 9 a.m, man. So Katie and the wife stayed inside, and he and I went and had shots in the backyard.
So it's and then very old when school.
And when we moved in, they had left the bottle of vodka and the shot glasses in the freezer,
and they left the fridge.
Well, again, fridge is one of the things I couldn't take. And we were in a duplex that they had their own fridge, but it was like the duplex's fridge, right? So we left, so we didn't have one. So it was like, dope, nice, awesome.
Perfect.
What a great setup.
Yeah. And they also left a bottle of champagne, like in the fridge, too. It was like super classy. Like, it was nice.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, they left that fucking couch, which was great at first, but then when you're like, oh, I don't want this couch in my office anymore. Oh, it weighs 800 pounds. No wonder they didn't take it with them.
Oh, man. All we got were like flowers and questionable gutters in our house.
all we got were some fucking field rats and...
yeah.
Gosh. Well, good. I'm glad that everything worked out. It's nice to hear that story. I never heard it.
Yeah. So,
but I do have I do have something. My wife got a chip in her windshield, and it turned into a huge crack. And yesterday, she started calling. She was like, "Well, Jeremy, what do I do?" And I was like, "Well, you start calling around and getting some prices for windshield repair or replacement." And I guess it's too long. It's too long for everybody to fix, so it has to be replaced. The problem is that the top tier replacer, I forget their name, fucking Safe Line or something like that.
Safe Light?
Safe Light Repair, yeah. Safe Light Replace.
Yeah, they like come to your house.
Yeah. They want $1,000.
Holy shit.
I was like, wait, what? Yeah. And so then she found somebody who quoted her $350, which we were like, all right, well, that sounds good. And so she calls them and she's like, all right, I got it set up. I go, so I said, did you check the reviews of this guy? And she goes, well, no. I go, well, what? That's something that we should do, huh? Is maybe check the reviews. So she checks the reviews and it's got like a 1-star review and everybody is like shady, shady, shady. I go, so you talked to this guy? And she goes, well, yeah, I kind of felt pressured as well because he said that he had to order we had to pay before the service. And I go, wait, what? And she's like, yeah, we have to pay before we do it. And I go, that doesn't sound right. And then she was like, yeah, and he pressured me into ordering it because he had to order it within 10 minutes in order to get it working. I go, this is all. I go, let me call him and I'm going to cancel it and we're going to look everywhere else. I get on the phone with the guy and he starts trying to make me feel bad. And I was like, and so I knew right away that this was a very bad choice. And he goes, scammer. He goes, what do you mean, man? What do you, and his whole tone changed from being very nice to being aggressive. And he goes, well, I already ordered it, bro. I was like, okay, well, that's your problem, not mine. You can return it, can't you? And he's like, well, yeah, but then I'm going to lose my money for 3 to 5 days. I go, okay, well, that's your business. That's your deal. I go, we're gonna go ahead and search other places and we're going to see about using our insurance possibly. Blah, blah. Well, you know what, insurance, you're going to pay more, right? I'm charging you less for what you're going to use on insurance. Like, that's crazy. I go, well, that's what we're going to do. So thank you for your time. Goodbye. And I was just like, "Who? I'm glad." And I looked at her. I was like, we didn't give them money, right? She's like, no, not yet. I was like, thank God.
They don't have a card on file, correct?
It's like, Jesus Christ. So.
Yikes.
I was like, Ash, we got to check the reviews.
Your wife never done anything like this before? Like, not even like just for that, but just like, I sure would like to have a maid service come like clean our house before Thanksgiving and have people coming over or whatever. Like, we better go. Oh, let's find a maid service to come clean. Oh, hey, I found this one on Craigslist.
Like, I said $20.
They said they'd do the whole house for $20 and anything they could walk out the door with.
Yeah.
I know she's very competent and she's very able to do like all the travel stuff, like all the stuff, all that stuff, everything. She's always, you know, on top of it and all that and looking at the reviews. I don't know. I think that her anxiety gets the best sometimes when it comes to this. Like, for the last 13 years, I've handled all the car stuff. I've handled all the bill stuff. I've handled all the paperwork for moving. Like, she doesn't have any interest in that. And so I just take it. It's not like I want to do all that shit. It's just the fact that she just doesn't care. So I kind of take it and do it and I'm fine with it. But I think that leaves a little bit. She's just like, 'cause I was working. She wanted to get some answers. I was like, well, go ahead and call around. I was like, you know, go figure it out. You'll be good. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I should have called.
It was not good. It was not good.
It was not good. So,
Jesus.
Anyways, that's our Manic Monday. Sorry, Kev, that you weren't doing anything all week.
No, it's all good. Is my mic sounding better, though?
Yeah, so far I haven't heard a crackle yet.
Haven't heard it.
Once again, I had a Windows update last night, and I was playing Rocket League, and it was pop. It was doing that snap, crackle, pop for no reason, just for the audio. And so I guess that must have built into it. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. I'm telling you, get off the experimental builds.
Yeah, I'm going to do that now that I'm on vacation this week because, well, I'm on staycation this week, so I'm going to be chilling around the house so I can finally work on my computer.
Good.
Yes.
All right. That's it. Tomorrow we got Top 5 Tuesday. We're going to be doing our Top 5 Thanksgiving. Since it's Thanksgiving week, we're going to do Thanksgiving sides. Is that right? Is that what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.